Podcast, wakey wakey, eggs and bakey, Monday, day's over. So just a little blast for you. I got the yellow hoodie on. You know you're in trouble now. So, I met this guy, yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And, so I've been listening to this audiobook, and the whole audiobook is about, it says, never eat alone or something like that, like, the importance of having friendship and lasting relationships and seeing people just for the sheer pleasure of bonding with people, making new friends, friending anybody, you know, in this regime era, you know, everything is so, like, what can you do for me, what's in it for me, what's in it for you, how much money you got, who do you know, who do they know, right, in a day and age where everything is so superficial, like, everything has got to be so squared away, accounting and fucking resumes and LinkedIn and attach the email to me, you know, like, do the webinar, fucking Skype interview, like, in a world where everything is so dry, y'all niggas dry as shit. We just, you know, some spontaneous, like, can we just have some spontaneous interaction? Like, can we just make some friends without shit having to be so fucking awkward and artificial and, like, you know, hold on a second, where am I going? I'm gonna get gas. Like, you know, this strange, uncomfortable mechanical feeling we have to wanting to connect to the reality, the universe, new friends, new opportunities, new beginnings, the metamorphosis of your goals, the crystallization of your successes, right? Anyway, you're trying so hard to fit in and communicate, and like everything is so businessy and networky and proper, but like, can't you just enjoy life for the moment? Like, it's so fucking cliche, but you know, so this book talking about, you know, making new friends, and I'm like, it would be nice to make new friends, so I was like, I would like to make 100 new friends in Houston, and then I made a new friend, and, he ended up giving me a lot of drugs. No, he gave me some acid, and I had not done acid in a while, and when I do psychedelics, it's like, the symbology to me was like this kind of spiritual epiphany, right? But like, I can tell you, sometimes, like, people on these psychedelics, like, on these hallucinogenics, you know, they're reading their own palms, they're going to the fucking, you know, crystal ball, looking at the astrology, looking at what the fucking stars say, trying to stare into their third eye, trying to fucking see this divine vision of, like, of this sign, this, you know, omen, right? Like, sometimes it's just a fucking eye. Like, sometimes you're just looking into your own fucking eyes, right? Sometimes it's just a fucking palm, okay? Lines converge here, lines go here. Who knows, man? It's all up to you, right? Like, all this spiritual kind of shit, like, so, anyways, long story short, he gave me a bunch of acid. I started microdosing yesterday, and when you're on psychedelics, you don't sleep, so I've been up all night since yesterday morning, and, I increased the dosage up and up, like, because in the beginning I wasn't getting any, like, visual hallucinations, but I was definitely feeling it, like, but then after I did, like, 1.5 times the strength, like, yeah, I did start getting a bit of visual hallucinations, but like, what's the whole point in any of that, dude? You know what I mean? Like, am I just staring into the fucking clouds looking for some divine omen of like, oh my god, I'll be a trillionaire? Like, you know what I mean? Like, not really, dude. Sometimes, like, people go into drugs trying to escape some problems, and sometimes people get lost in psychedelics trying to find some divine reason, where it's just like, dude, it's just fucking clouds in the sky, dude. You gotta go to work, but bro, right? It's like, dude, those are just fucking clouds. That's just your fucking palm, you know? The acid is telling me that Kendall Jenner and I are gonna get married. The acid is saying that Kendall Jenner and I are, you know, soulmates, celestial counterparts. I knew it all along, right? You know, people are like, people lose their fucking minds on this shit, you know, trying to find, like, putting your fate into things that are not God, the mystery, you know, the fantasy, the spiritual, even the transcendental, the mystical, magic, psychedelics, trances, you know, and we're trying to divine some fucking divine wisdom. It's like, dude, I've been up for 2 days straight, okay? I hadn't done acid in a while. The value proposition was like, this could be interesting. But at the end of the day, I'm up for almost 2 days straight, and I got a lot of fucking work to do. So it's like, dude, like, I don't really need an omen or a sign. I just need to fucking keep cranking out. If I wrote a book, it would be called The 20-Hour Day, because that's what I want to achieve, right? The 20-hour day, sleeping 4 hours and having 20 hours of productivity every day. Could you imagine that kind of life? That sounds exhausting already, to have that much time. Can you imagine that? 20 hours times 7, 140 hours a week? Like, what would you even do? That's like 3.5 full-time jobs, right? Okay, and I'm saying, if you really all in, you putting fucking 140 hours into your fucking mission, okay? Some people want to be famous. Kanye wants to be a fucking famous rapper, you know? Nobody believed in him. Nobody thought he was ever going to make it. Everybody told him that you're just a producer, right? You're not from the hood. You didn't grow up poor. You didn't sell drugs, right? And what Kanye do? You know, he had to pull some antics, but, you know, the boy is, like, tied for fucking most Grammy wins, you know? I think slightly behind Jay-Z. You gotta give Jay-Z his credit, though, dude. It's fucking Brooklyn boys, come on. Okay, and then someone like Kim Kardashian. I was watching this little, it came up on YouTube. Kanye and what Kanye and Kim were doing before they met. Right, and then I have this idea of like Kendall Jenner, right? She's the only one left, so it's like, dudes, if you're trying to get a Kardashian, like, slim pickings, dude. You got one left and she is elusive. Right, but what does that all mean, you know, this grandiosity, this elite family, this, you know, prestige and fame and honor, right, all this power of network, all this social influence, right, like, access to, I don't even know, fucking access to what? Fucking everything. Right? Okay, I gotta get some fucking gas. I'm not thinking about Kardashians right now. It's like, people get lost in, like, the whole point of all this is like, dude, I'm on acid. Like, I was seeing visual hallucinations 30 minutes ago, and I literally don't feel any different. I see the fucking hallucinations. I see them. Right? I have no change in my thought process whatsoever. And this was supposed to be the strongest acid he's ever gotten, you know, that's what they all say. But, like, you know, okay, if this is what acid really is, and, you know, if I just did the equivalent of, like, fucking four hits in less than 2 days, then there must be nothing for the fucking universe to tell me other than, like, you pretty much got it figured out, bro, just gotta execute, right? The only thing that popped in my head was, like, that would be pretty cool to bag a Kardashian. The only thing that popped in my head, okay, I was like, that would be pretty sweet to hook up with Kendall Jenner. And that maybe not just hook up, but, like, shut the fuck up. Why don't I smack you around in the fucking face, yeah, you dumbass truck. They like a little bit of abuse here, as you can tell. No, I mean, it'd be pretty cool. Like, look, I grew up never, like, nothing was ever special in my life, okay? Grew up on army bases, right? I'm the only kid who's different. I'm not white. I'm half white and half Chinese, right? Like, I'm always a new kid. I'm smart, but I'm fat, right? I'm always good and, like, I'm the smartest kid in the classroom, but I'm always last picked, on the fucking, you know, kickball team, right? You know, like, people didn't even want to hang out with me in PE, right? It was always just, like, I'm a fucking loser, and then, like, I'm the best at some things, and then some other things I'm just a fucking loser at, right? And then it's, like, then that's kind of how I felt when I got into the business school. It's, like, you know, and then I dropped out, and it's, like, some things you feel like you're the best at, like, that was the best school and the best fucking, you know, college and the best fucking university and the state and, you know, and, like, whatever. It was, like, but then I was a fucking loser again, right? Then I was unemployed and, you know, sleeping in my car, and then it was, like, okay, then I started doing sales and starting to build up confidence and, like, you know, building this marketing team and, like, you know, can I be an entrepreneur? And then, like, you know, everything fucking falls apart. I'm in Houston by myself, right? I don't even have a car, right? I don't own anything because everything that I had, I fucking sold it, you know? Little sob story, right? Everything that I fucking had, you know, fell apart. I had literally had nothing. Started over like a fucking fresh off the boat in Houston, Texas. You know, sleeping in Airbnbs, right? Boo-hoo, woe is me, but you just gotta fucking focus, you know, save your money, one step at a time, you know, Houston, Texas is resourceful and enterprising, and for all the things that it's not, like, it's, you know, a beautiful Californian, you know, neighbor, you know, it's not very special. It is overlooked, you know, it's only a place you go because it's affordable and you go to work and you get promoted, right? So out of all this mediocrity and averageness and, like, you know, nothing special breeds the determination to, like, what, advance, right? So I'm just gonna end the fucking acid trip, giving a little cred to Houston, right? They do work hard, they do save their money, they do make smart moves, they are financially responsible, and, you know, yeah, sooner or later you might need to network, and you might need to tie in other kinds of energies. You might need that fucking chit-chat, you know, loud-talking, wheel-dealing fucking, you know, influencers. You might need those fucking Instagram models, right? You might need those fucking celebrity endorsements, right? You might have to go outside of Texas for that, you know, but what you're doing is synthesize, like, take what you got and be grateful for what you got, and I'm grateful for everything, and, you know, I, deep down in my heart, I feel like, you know, okay, so if there's nothing to realize on this trip, that means I'm already self-realized, right? I'm not even hallucinating anything. I'm just thinking about my fucking real life shit. I'm actually thinking like I could be working right now. Like, you know, I'm searching for this grand epiphany, and really the epiphany is, dude, you stayed up all night, you need to get to work, right? Okay, my only day off, and I'm choosing to work on LSD, right? Okay, if that doesn't say something about my character, like, I don't know what does, because it's like, dude, this is the path, this is the secret, this is the fucking salvation, this is the goal, and this is the fucking trophy. It's all the fucking same thing, dude. Fucking hustle, get your money up, right? Maybe one day Kendall and I will be reunited as long lost lovers. You know, until then, like, you ain't no model bitch, you know? Like, I'm not fucking taking you to fucking sushi, bet your ass. You know, you might get the fucking, you might get some fucking Whataburger. you ain't getting no fucking steak. You ain't no model bitch, okay? You got a perfect 10 out of 10 face and ass. I might buy you some fucking sushi, okay? But until then, I want a Kardashian, right? I want my fucking prize, like symbolic trillionaire lux, best of the best. Need I digress?
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.